2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I am near Cherokee, Oklahoma, visiting with Larry Cochran about this year's harvest. And Larry, how did it go?
Harvest was really pretty good. Most fields were above what I thought. We had a really dry spring. The wheat was anywhere from about 30 up to maybe 55. Test weights were really good. Protein was really high, up in the 14s. We're not getting paid for that this year, but the elevator likes it because they're blending it with some wheat that's not that good.
And what about any problems with any disease or anything else?
No, the wheat was standing. We did have some rain in this last month, which helped the wheat field. We really needed that, and the berries were good and helped that test weight. If we'd had some rain here in the last week or two, we were probably going to have a problem with weeds, but we really didn't have a weed problem.
Well, I know that some places have had quite a bit of crabgrass. You didn't see any of that?
There is some crabgrass, but it's a little late, and some of my neighbors have it worse than me. I really don't have a crabgrass problem.
And no insect damage or anything like that?
I didn't see any insect damage, no freeze damage, and really, we missed the hail right here in this area. Southeast of us at Goltry, they had it pretty hard, and on to the south toward Ames. They claimed it made dents in the dirt. But right here, I guess God loves us enough, he gave us a good harvest.
Well, that's good. Now, did you have a pretty quick harvest this year?
Really, we did. We just started just a little over a week ago. We cut every day. Actually, I would have been done 2 days quicker, but I stopped and double-cropped soybeans in behind the wheat. I stripped my wheat to save the moisture, and I double-cropped beans in. We cut every day, and you cut till darker after. Storm come through last night, but we missed the rain.
You said you were double-cropping some beans behind the wheat this year. Is that most of your acres or just some?
No, I plant early beans. And I graze some wheat, run a lot of cattle. I have stalkers and cows. But I usually double crop a couple hundred acres, maybe 300 acres behind the wheat. And then I leave that out and go to a mile or something in the spring.
So you generally don't double crop milo, it's just beans?
Yeah, I really like beans. Beans is a legume, and it's a broadleaf where wheat's the grass and milo's the grass. There's nothing wrong with milo. I tend to prefer the beans. We're no-tillers, and we have to rotate, and beans works pretty good.
So do you have any cover crops?
I do. I plant cover crop in the fall on some acres that I want to leave out and go to beans or milo in the spring. And actually, I have a rotation. I go from crabgrass to cover crop, and I run the cattle about 8 months a year. In fact, I have two places right now I'm turning cattle out on that I grazed off in the spring from this oats barley mix, and I have crabgrass, improved crabgrass, that's growing now, and I've got some cattle turned out. I'm gonna turn some out more now that we're done with harvest.
Did you graze some of that wheat very hard this year?
We grazed about 3/4 of our wheat. Some of the beans came off late because it had some rain, and we was up against the November 15th deadline, but we got it all in by November 15th before then, first 2 weeks of November. That wheat grew pretty slow. And that was the wheat we didn't graze. The rest of it, yes. We grazed it all winter. We like lots of cattle.
Well, you know, it's not a bad price right now.
Cattle are very high. you buy some calves, you're playing with real money. And if it's your money, you better pay attention.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard to say, but that market's really holding in there for the last several months, and we hope it continues.
The fundamentals of a high-priced cattle market is good, and the August feeder market's good, and the fat market's good. You might ought to hedge yourself or get some LRP protection at this price, but overall it's going to be pretty good. But what goes up comes down, so we expect to have a decline down the road somewhere.
Well, thank you, Larry. I've been visiting with Larry Cochran, close to Cherokee, Oklahoma. This is Jim Winger.